This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joanna, do you think that our state government and Resilience New South Wales this week has interacted, engaged well with frontline NGO services who are there to support people who are flood affected?
We are dealing with a really devastating and unprecedented situation. And I think the government and Resilience New South Wales are responding as best they can. But we know that it is our frontline services who are there on the ground, who've got connections to their communities, who are responding as soon as this kind of disaster hits and who are really working with other communities to keep people safe and supported during this really difficult time. It always does take a bit of time for government and for the emergency response agencies to work out where they need to be and where they need to be sending their resources. But meanwhile, our frontline organisations are there. They're doing the hard yards to really support people. We've heard some stories of our frontline organisations working much better with the emergency response agencies and there being that coordination and communication. But we also know that there are other outlying communities that aren't, you know, the regional centres, and that they're still really behind the eight ball when it comes to getting that coordination and backup from the emergency response agencies. And it's still those local community organisations on the front line who are doing everything they can to provide food, shelter, warm clothing, assistance to access disaster payments, whatever they can do to really help their community.
So you think particularly in more remote areas of our state that are flood affected, that our government and Resilience New South Wales can still do more to interact better with local frontline NGO services?
Yeah, look, we know that those local frontline services are doing a really incredible job. Like in places like Mullumbimby, we've got the Mullumbimby Neighbourhood Centre that pretty much worked with the RSL across the road to stand up a temporary evacuation centre because there were so many people that just could not get home or weren't able to stay in their homes, and there wasn't an evacuation centre in that community. So they just pretty much set one up, provided food, you know, blankets, warm clothing, bedding, everything that they possibly could, relying on the goodwill of staff and volunteers, drawing on their own resources, not necessarily getting additional resources or backup, but just doing what absolutely they had to do.
So, Joanna, do you think then that even though the scale and the speed of the floods seem like that's been hard to predict, our government, Resilience New South Wales, could have planned better about how they could integrate better with local NGO services in the event of disasters such as the floods that we're experiencing now?
Yeah, look, I think that you've hit the nail on the head. We do need to be equipping these frontline services with resources and embedding them in the disaster response. And that does need to happen before the disaster hits. We all need to be prepared as much as we can be. We need to know what different roles people are going to be able to take on. And then we need to have a plan so that that can all swing into action once the disaster hits. And I think at the moment it does feel somewhat haphazard, and it does feel like these frontline, really important community organisations are a bit of a late inclusion, almost an afterthought. But in fact, they're the ones that are, you know, really keeping people alive in a lot of situations. So I think planning, giving them a seat at the table early on so that when disasters hit, we are all much better prepared.
And what's your message now, Joanna, to those frontline services right now who are helping so many people across our state, across our country?
I just take my hat off to them. I mean, they've done it through COVID, they've done it through bushfires and previous floods, and now they're having to pick themselves up and go through it again. And where they find that determination and that wherewithal is really quite incredible, because they operate on the smell of an oily rag. They're not overly resourced. They rely so heavily on volunteers and unpaid hours and making a little go a really long way. And they've got that long-standing, trusted relationship with the community, and particularly with those in the community who are really vulnerable. So, look, I think they're just essential, and we're seeing how essential they are because of these disasters. We need to recognise that. We need to value it. and we need to adequately resource them.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.